While there is no way to control an individual motorist's behavior or control the type of traffic traveling on a roadway, a well-designed and executed temporary traffic control plan can mitigate risks to workers and motorists. Depending on the project, a temporary traffic control plan is designed by a traffic engineer or project designer. For small and temporary jobs, a site superintendent or other knowledgeable person will draw up the plan. Temporary traffic control uses a series of traffic control devices, or TTCDs, such as signs and channelizing devices, such as barrels, cones, pavement markings, to delineate the path motorists need to take to safely navigate through a work zone. TTCDs need to be visible at night, at a great enough distance, to give drivers time to react, slow down, and adjust. The Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices sets standards and provides guidance and options for TTCDs, and how they are to be used in temporary traffic control situations. There are specific standards for TTCDs that are used at night. Here are some examples. Cones. For nighttime use, cones shall be retroreflective or equipped with lighting devices for maximum visibility. Retroreflection of 28-inch or larger cones shall be provided by a white band 6 inches wide, no more than 3 to 4 inches from the top of the cone, and an additional 4-inch wide white band a minimum of 2 inches below the 6-inch band. For the full description of the standards of the use of cones, see the MUTCD 2009 edition. Tubular markers. For nighttime use, tubular markers shall be retroreflective. Retroreflection of tubular markers shall be provided by 2 3-inch wide white bands placed a maximum of 2 inches from the top, with a maximum of 6 inches between the bands. For the full description of the standards for use of tubular markers, see the MUTCD 2009 edition. Barrels and drums. The markings on drums shall be horizontal, circumferential, alternating orange and white retroreflective strips, 4 to 6 inches wide. Each drum shall have a minimum of 2 orange and 2 white stripes, with the top stripe being orange. Any non-retroreflectorized spaces between the horizontal orange and white stripes shall not exceed 3 inches wide. For a full description of the standards of the use of barrels and drums, see the MUTCD 2009 edition. Always consult the MUTCD and your local state DOT for requirements and regulations on temporary traffic control devices.